So welcome, everybody. I'm Tom Whitten from University of Chicago, and I'd like to tell you about this afternoon called 3D Genome. It's going to be basically two seminars by Noam and Shura, who I'll tell you about in a second. Schedule I had in mind, if I can make this work, is I will talk for 5 minutes about what's the point of all this seminar. And then Noam will talk for 50 minutes about the first aspect of the thing, the new technique that's making probes of 3D structure of the genome possible. And then there'll be time for discussion, and then a coffee break out there in the back. And then after that, the second talk, Shura Grossberg, and then some after an hour of some discussion, and then a thing not on the organized, the posted program. Today is Wine and Cheese Day, which fits perfectly. We can relax and have wine and cheese after the talks. So the next thing to tell is what's the rationale for this, for these two somewhat disparate talks that have to do with the 3D genome. Especially, what's the rationale among a group of geometrical and mathematical physicists who study two-dimensional structures and two-dimensional interfaces? The purpose of this was to offer some tangential applications of 2D interfaces to this community whose heart lives in the ways of trying to characterize 2D interfaces. Namely, how can an object that's as far as the geometry of it, the laying out of maps of it, is two-dimensional, how certain constraints can make that thing be very fancy in three dimensions. If a two-dimensional manifold, it's simple looking in two dimensions, but the 3D structure is very fancy. This thing we're going to hear about today is certainly that. And the 2D structure that we're talking about is the interface between chromosomes in the genome inside of your nucleus of each of your cells. It's called a chromatin, is far from just a random intermixed assembly of DNA. It's all DNA with its packaging material, but there's a lot of organization, in particular, a very organized interface between the subunits, the chromosomes of the genome. And there's even more organization that Noam is going to tell about in more detail. So this is why I hope you would be interested in it. So now let me tell about Noam, our first speaker. He's coming from a four-year postdoc in the Decker lab, which is basically the lab that pioneered this technique that motivates the first talk and that makes this kind of a timely subject. He got his PhD, but that was in biochemistry also, right, at Weizmann?
No, that was computer science. Actually.
That was computer science, with the man named Aaron Siegel, and John Whittam was also involved. And then they discovered something about how, I wrote it down here, how DNA encodes nucleosome organization. Nucleosome is the whole package of how the whole 2 meters of DNA is organized. And by reading the genetic code, you could see, okay, this is supposed to be this part of the package. And they discovered that. And so the main purpose of the content of this talk is going to be what he's been doing with Decker. But he has another project that he wanted me to announce because he'll be here all week and you might be interested in. Often one is given little snippets of DNA, one-dimensional sequences, and you have to stitch these together to reconstruct the 3D structure. People know combinatorial ways of doing that, but you can imagine, if you knew something about the 3D adjacency of those snippets, you could simplify and make more powerful this job. And so that's what that's the separate project that he's I can be pleased to talk about if people are interested. So with all that introduction, let me give it to you now.